NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Adrian Ma.
And I'm Weilin Wong. Adrian, when you were a teenager, what did you and your friends talk about?
This podcast is not the appropriate venue.
Keep it clean. Jeez.
What about you?
I feel like boys, math tests.
Classic teenage conversation.
Well, Phoebe Tatro is 16. She's a sophomore at a high school in Pennsylvania. And she says lately, she and her friends cannot stop talking about their jobs.
It's one of our favorite topics, you know. Oh, I'm on the schedule next week for two shifts. And, you know, how much we're getting paid and that kind of gossip.
Industrious teenagers.
Yeah, I know. Phoebe works at a local Mediterranean restaurant. One of her friends works in a bookstore, and another has a job at a fast food chicken shop near their high school.
It's been interesting to see how that tone has shifted in our, like, conversations, you know, talking about work. I'm like, wow, I'm all grown up. I can talk about my job.
They grow up so fast. Phoebe's among a growing number of teens who've landed jobs in the past couple years. A hot labor market has prompted businesses to hire more young people. And as a result, the unemployment rate for 16 to 19-year-olds is at one of the lowest levels in 25 years.
The high demand for workers has also led to a push across states to loosen child labor regulations. Today on the show, we look at the debate around teens in the workplace and how policymakers are trying to negotiate the line between youth employment versus child labor.
This message comes from Apple Card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase. That's 3% on products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply. Support for NPR and the following message come from State Farm. As a State Farm agent and agency owner, Lakeisha Gaines understands the support small businesses need.
Every day, we get the privilege of helping people to recover from the unexpected, realize their dreams. For small business owners, we help them to think about all the things that are necessary so that they can continue to run their businesses successfully without interruption.
Talk to your local agent about small business insurance from State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Economist Alicia Modestino first got interested in studying youth employment when her own children were teenagers and having trouble landing their first jobs.
I was really kind of surprised that even for young people who have highly educated parents who don't face any racial disparities, we're having a hard time finding a summer job. And then as I dug deeper and realized, you know, that employment had been at the time declining for decades, just got, you know, very interested in the topic and how we could reverse that.
In the year 2000, about half of 16 to 19-year-olds were in the workforce. Today, it's closer to a third. And Alicia says there are a few reasons for this decline.
One is there's a lot of jobs that teens used to do that have been automated or taken by other workers.
She says, think about supermarket cashiers or baggers getting replaced by self-checkout stations, or more adult immigrant workers taking on landscaping jobs that, say, 20 years ago might have been done by a teenager.
Alicia says another reason for the drop in teenage workers is that the household income has gone up in the past couple decades. That means more young people can choose not to work.
And finally, Alicia says a number of states tightened laws around youth employment over the last couple decades or so. There are limits on how many hours young people can work during the school year, for example.
If you're a restaurant or a hotel and you get to choose between, you know, a college student age 19 to 24 who has no restrictions on how many hours they can work or the kinds of jobs that they can do versus a teenager 16 to 19, like, who are you going to pick?
But some of these dynamics are now changing thanks to a decline in immigration around the pandemic and a hot labor market the past couple years. One notable shift is dozens of states have introduced legislation to loosen regulations on younger workers.
Like in Florida, here's Republican State Representative Linda Cheney speaking at a hearing.
Nearly 1 million searches have been performed for, quote, how can I get a job as a teen?
Linda Cheney sponsored a bill that, among other things, removed limitations on how much 16 and 17-year-olds can work.
This bill gets government out of their way to allow them and their families to choose the best path that's right for them.
At that same hearing, though, public school teacher Emily Grice said some teens are already working too much, and that's negatively affecting their grades and their health.
I have a student who routinely comes in and cannot stay awake. He's talked to me after class and explained that he's so sorry, but he's been working late and long hours and physically cannot stay awake.
A revised version of the bill has passed the Florida legislature. If it's signed into law, Florida will join several other states in relaxing labor laws for teenagers. Alicia says a mismatch between available workers and vacant jobs is pushing this trend.
We are still in a situation of a tight labor market, despite the Fed raising interest rates, you know, over the last 2 years. And so I think that's where employers have really been asking for states to loosen some of these restrictions because employers are very desperate to fill these jobs.
For Alicia, there are some restrictions that maybe could be eased. Like in her home state of Massachusetts, 14 and 15-year-olds have to get a doctor to sign a work permit. She says that can be a barrier to some teens getting jobs.
Some states have already gone further. Indiana now allows young people to work more than 40 hours during a school week. In Iowa, 16 and 17-year-olds can do hazardous work like demolition and roofing under certain conditions.
New Jersey recently ruled that minors can work as many as 6 hours without a break. So some of these things feel like they're, bordering on things that are not appropriate for young people in terms of their work environments.
Alicia says young workers need protection so they won't be exploited by employers. And she points to an increase in child labor violations. In 2023, the Department of Labor counted nearly 6,000 minors employed in violation of federal child labor laws, which is a 50% increase from the previous year.
These were instances like children under the age of 16 operating deep fryers at fast food restaurants. That's a job that's supposed to be off limits to younger workers. And these incidents shift the conversation from one around youth employment to one around child labor.
Alicia says youth employment refers to positive work experiences for teens, a job where they learn to show up on time, develop interpersonal skills, and get paid, of course. Child labor, on the other hand, is work that harms young people.
I think every job lies somewhere on that spectrum, and we want to just prevent the positions that we think have the least benefit for youth from being the ones that we place young people into.
Figuring out where a job might tip too far into the child labor side of the spectrum lies at the heart of the debate in a lot of state legislatures right now. Like, what should be the minimum age to serve alcohol? Or how many hours should teens work between mandated breaks? These are the kinds of questions state lawmakers are considering.
So we're seeing employers taking matters into their own hands, employing youth when they shouldn't be, and even in really harmful situations. So I think while it's appropriate, again, to look at loosening some of these restrictions, it does seem some of these laws have nothing to do with, you know, being able to improve the ability for young people to take jobs that are developmentally appropriate for them.
Phoebe Tatro, the 16-year-old we met at the top of the episode, she says she's picked up a bunch of new skills at her first job. She works around 10 hours a week and with tips makes about $16 an hour on busy nights. She's a restaurant back, which means she seats customers and runs food to the tables.
Sometimes I'll be asked to like scoop gelato and I can make an espresso now and I've developed my interpersonal skills. So I didn't realize how many different skills I was going to be learning when I signed up to be a back, but it's been fun.
I wonder if she's drinking espresso now, too.
Yeah, her hands haven't stopped shaking.
Welcome to the world of caffeine. And Phoebe is also learning how to advocate for herself in the workplace with the help of her mom.
It would be 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, and they'd be like, can you come in at 4? We need another person. And no matter what was happening on my Saturday, I used to just be like, yep, I'll go. Mom was like, you can tell them no. I guess I had it in my head that if I didn't go into work when they asked me to, even if it wasn't on my schedule, that they would like fire me, which I learned is not how it works.
Phoebe leaves time in her schedule for a swim team, going thrift shopping with her friends, and playing guitar in a punk rock cover band called Molten 89. This summer, she plans to take more shifts at the restaurant so she can get closer to buying a car.
And maybe afford some new guitar strings for that, because she'll be thrashing so hard.
Yeah, it's true.
Rock on, Phoebe.
This episode was produced by Julia Ritchie with engineering by Ko Takasugi Chernovan. It was fact-checked by Sarah Juarez and edited by Kate Kincannon. The Indicator is a production of NPR. In this country, more than two local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
The following message comes from NPR sponsor Sattva. Founder and CEO Ron Rudson is proud that each Sattva mattress is made to order.
Your mattress has a birth date after you order it. Nothing sits in muggy warehouses. Nothing sits in muggy basements of stores. When you order it, you're getting your product made fresh for you, and people love that.
To learn more, go to SAATVA.com/NPR. This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. They're doing things a better way by ditching retail stores and all those overhead costs and passing those savings on to you. For a limited time, they're passing on even more savings with a new customer offer that cuts all Mint Mobile plans to $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. Go to mintmobile.com/indicator. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.